Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jonathan Kappas, Associate Professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Not to use an overused word, but it's certainly been an unprecedented 5 years in farm bill land, given the COVID pandemic and the ad hoc or supplemental assistance that's gone out the door, and the Inflation Reduction Act. So quite a bit has taken place since Congress last took up a farm bill. I think what the toughest item is has no direct aspect of the farm bill, and that's all the discussions we're already hearing about the debt ceiling. If Congress gets wrapped up in a fight over the debt ceiling, the larger implications for the economy and the full faith and credit of the United States government obviously are much bigger issues. But from a farm bill's perspective, it presents a host of challenges and problems. And we don't have to look too far into history to see that. In fact, what became the 2014 farm bill, that process began in 2011. It was supposed to have been rewritten in 2012. And it was in 2011 that we last had this really big partisan fight over the debt ceiling. And that threw off the farm bill process and debate. It focused very heavily on cutting spending. And as many farmers will remember, one of the items that was on everybody's list to eliminate were the direct payments, the $5 billion a year in direct payments that farmers were receiving at the time. And so I think the biggest controversy, the biggest issue, and possibly the most unpredictable driver of this farm bill is this debt ceiling discussion going on right now.